Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on The Fan. Happy Saturday afternoon. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend. Happy first weekend in June. Happy unofficial summertime. Happy everything. I'm going to do my best. You know what? I'm not going to do my best or try. I'm just going to be happy. I'm going to be happy with you all the way up until 6:40 p.m. Thank you to Brian Rascona for holding it down on the other side of the glass. Thank you to everybody for listening all over the tri-state area. And also, by the way, New Yorkers are everywhere. Much love to everybody listening out of state, wherever you might be, transplanted New Yorkers everywhere on the free Odyssey app. As I told you, I'm going to be here with you until 6:40 p.m. So happy afternoon and happy early evening. We're just going to go out here and rock it out. Always a pleasure to be here with you on The Fan on another Saturday afternoon. I'll catch you next Saturday afternoon as well. And so you know the deal. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 877-337-6666. That's 877-337-6666. If you are a human being who wastes your time on social media, arguing, fighting, yelling, maybe you happen to be in that minority who shares a positivity, you can find me there. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff, at JR Sport Brief. You just heard Erica Herskowitz. Thank you so much, Erica, for the rundown of the news. And we got a lot to do and a lot to talk about this Saturday afternoon. Obviously, last night, both the New York Mets and the New York Yankees not coming out on the positive sides of the ledger when it comes down to the win column. And they'll be back in action soon. The Yankees tonight back in L.A. against those Dodgers, who every time I see them, I go, Brooklyn. Oh, no, it's Los Angeles. And then we know the New York Mets, they'll be in action about 2 hours from now. And even before that, the New York Mets are going to be celebrating their latest Hall of Fame class. And we'll get into that momentarily. Speaking of some former Mets, we'll talk about them later on in the show. Syndergaard getting blasted. DeGrom not even healthy. Thank God they're not doing it in Queens. Speaking of healthy, Julius Randle, I guess he's not healthy, or maybe he's on the way to being healthy now that he had surgery on that ankle. And I mean, can they get surgery on his head too? Is there emotional surgery that you can work on? I wish him nothing but the best in recovery, but I hope he readjusts his attitude going into next year as well. So we'll get into Julius Randle. We know the NBA Finals is going on. I'm sure there'll be folks who want to talk about Nikola Jokic. Last night on my CBS Sports Radio show, speaking to the country, I had a conversation with Alex English. And there's one portion of that conversation I want to share with you all later on in the show. And it involves Carmelo Anthony and just how he is loved or not loved in Denver. And it made me think about just Carmelo Anthony's current relationship with New York City, where I think there's a whole lot more love than Denver. Well, he ain't forced his way out there. So we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. OTA still going on. Jets and Giants, New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. I, I guess he still feels he needs to defend himself from everything that has taken place in Green Bay. I want him to get over it. So we have a busy, busy show. Brian, how are you, man? You good? You hanging in there?
It's all I can do, right? It's what I've been doing. My whole life is just hanging in.
Okay, we have to find an inflection point where you don't just hang in, but you, what's the opposite of hanging in there? What's the next step after that?
Partying it up.
Oh, damn. I didn't expect that answer. I just...
Getting down, getting crazy?
Nah, don't get down, just be a positive contributor to society, an even leveled person. How about that?
I try every day. You know, you can only try, JR. You know, and you do your very best.
Okay, all right. Well, shout outs to my main man Brian for holding it down. Well,
how about you? How are you feeling?
I'm terrific, man. I got to complain about.
All right.
I'm sitting here.
I haven't worked with you in quite some time, so.
Well, what's that got to do with me? It's your fault.
I'm just checking in, making sure you're okay. That's all. We're checking in on each other. So
yeah, I'm fine. I got to pass blame. I'm going to pass it to somebody else. It's how the world works, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's how the world works. But I'm happy. I'm thrilled. And you know, just speaking of next steps, you know, when you do a job in life, you don't necessarily want to have a job. You want to have a career. You want to do something that you're happy at. You want to do something where you have success. I told you about the New York Mets loss last night. Justin Verlander went out there and threw 117 pitches. He's 40 years old, and he takes an L because the New York Mets, they can't score any damn runs. And we know that the next stop for Justin Verlander at the conclusion of his career is Cooperstown. The man is going into the Hall of Fame, one of the most accomplished pitchers that the game has seen. We can say the same thing for Max Scherzer, who is certainly locked in right now. And so the New York Mets are at an interesting point. Well, the New York Mets have been in an interesting point for the entirety of their history. But more recently, since the end of 2020, when Steve Cohen got his hands on the team and purchased the squad from the Wilpons. And it's finally nice to hear after, you know, time flies. Wow. After 2.5 to 3 years, we don't hear people talking about how cheap the Mets are and they're not doing this and they're not spending that. There are more legitimate concerns about roster construction and why is Vogelbach still playing and what happens with the bullpen. Nobody's talking about this team being run by a bunch of penny-pinching real estate developers, and that's a beautiful thing. Well, something else that the New York Mets have decided to re-implement and embrace, we know, is their history. And so a big shout-outs to everybody on their way out to Citi Field right now. Maybe you're sitting in traffic on 678. I have no idea where you're at. Maybe you're in the parking lot. Maybe you're riding above on the 7 right now, this moment, getting ready for the Hall of Fame inductions. And it's pretty cool. You know, the New York Mets, these are things that they should embrace. Howard Johnson, Mr. 30-30, is going in. Unfortunately, his peak years, the Mets started to sink. You got Al Leiter, who had his best years. Yeah, I know he won that World Series with the Marlins, and the Marlins did what they always do. They take you to the thrift shop afterwards. Al Leiter is going in. I miss Al Leiter. This man would be out there, rubber arm, just pitched. If anybody pitched like Al Leiter today, they wouldn't let you play. Maybe Verlander last night gave us a little bit of a tribute to Al Leiter. And then we got Jay Horwitz, who helped run communications and media and PR, everything for the New York Mets. And then we got some voices. We have some announcers that are going into the Mets Hall of Fame. Gary Cohen, who went from Columbia. Shout outs to everybody uptown. He's been with the Mets since 1989. We got Howie Rose going in. Howie Rose been here for the better part more than 2 decades now, just about. And so you got to show love not only to the dudes who are out there on the field getting it done, but the voices, and if you think about sports here in New York, growing up, my first exposure, if it wasn't a national game, on, I don't know, pick a station, a CBS, a Fox, a Channel 11, WR9, whatever the hell it was, I was listening on the radio. I was sneaking in games on the radio at nighttime because you get a little bit of a flicker underneath the door. At least I could play the radio just low enough where I can hear it and nobody outside of my bedroom can. I'm sorry, Mom, but that's what I did. And so some of these voices early on, I don't want to say help shape me, but it helped tell you about the art of storytelling, which is a lost one. You know, for too many folks, whether you turn on the television or you turn on the radio, and it's not something just stuck to sports, there's too many idiots just yelling at each other for no reason. There's too many people just going back and forth for no reason. I know the reason. It's because people get suckered in and they sop it up. But it's a special and particular art to be able to talk to someone, to lead them through something when they can't see it, when there are no visuals, where you close your eyes and you just have art created in between your ears, in your brain. And here in New York City, we've been lucky to have just so many sports broadcasters. We got folks who come out of Fordham just by the, well, I don't want to say the boatload, because what are we going to do, put them on the Bronx River? Of course not. But they come out in droves, okay? We got sportscasters that just populate the whole city, and they go to other places. We have legends from here. We have the marvelous one, Marv Albert. It's a damn shame that he's still not with the, or wasn't with the New York Knicks, and I'm not going to get into the reasons why, but come on, man. How many times have you just heard, yes, I'm not even going to try to sound like Marv. I'm just going to say yes. You expect it. It's Marv Albert, right? He made way, unfortunately, maybe fortunately, for Mike Breen, who now does, you know, national coverage for the NBA. Man, I could think about someone who unfortunately was, I don't want to say exported out, but moved along with the Dodgers, and that happens to be Vince Scully. One of my favorite memories. I don't even know how many years ago it was. You know, flying out to Los Angeles and going into my hotel room, turning on the Dodgers and just listening to Vince Scully, where he was simulcasted between both radio and television. One of the greatest storytellers that I've ever heard in my life. It's like sitting down with your grandpa, just listening to him talk about baseball. And he didn't need no help. I told you about Mike Breen. What about Walt Clyde Frazier? You know, Walt ain't going to be here forever calling games. You better enjoy it. Dishing and swishing, serendipitous. He just wrote the dictionary. At least I can act like he did. You have Bob Murphy, fly ball, deep. And now congratulations to Gary Cohen and Howie Rose. We got a lot of people who listen here on WFAN. Whether they're in the backyard right now, whether they're doing work in the course of the week, you can walk down any street, the Uber driver has it on. That crazy-ass taxi driver has it on. He has it on all day, all night. It's playing in a bodega. What's up to all my folks in the bodegas right now listening to WFAN? These are some of the voices that help set the stage for what takes place. Maybe you got it on your phone now and you're watching Gary and Keith and Ron. Maybe you got it on your iPhone. Maybe you don't need the radio as much. Maybe Howie Rose and tuning in and listening to him, maybe you still listen and maybe you watch, and I don't know what you're doing. But these guys deserve it. They don't always get credit. Sports broadcasters don't always get credit because people typically, you want to take it in, and you know, when there's change, you go, this person sucks, I don't like this person. It's human nature, right? We're creatures of habit. But Howie Rose and Gary Cohen have been around long enough to be appreciated. They're stalwarts. They're like the furniture. They're like walking into that guy's house or maybe your family member's house And there's been that same couch in the basement, in the den, in the living room, in the corner. That's just been there forever. And there's nothing wrong with it, right? They clean it every now and then, you hope. Maybe it has a stain. Maybe there's some wine in there that will never come out. But it's comfortable. Makes you feel good. Feels normal. Feels like a daily part of life. I don't know how many times I came home from school or I came in from work and I just turned the TV on. 7 o'clock, 7:05. And there was Gary Cohen. I don't know how many times I came in late at night or did this or did that. Maybe I missed a part of the game and maybe I had to listen to some of it on the radio and boom, I turned it on. And there was Walt Clyde Frazier swishing and dishing. It becomes tradition. It becomes a part of your life just like everything else. And so, yeah, sure, the New York Mets, they lost last night. Sure, the New York Mets, man, I don't know what the hell they're going to do today. They got McGill on the mound. I don't feel all that confident about him. So I have no idea what's going to happen with the New York Mets. But I can tell you this. For everybody going out there for the inductions, the ceremony for the Hall of Fame, that's going to get started in about an hour from now. I hope you're in your seats by 3:30. Shout outs to my main man, Ethan, helping to run the joint over there. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Appreciate it. Because you don't know what you got till it's gone. And that's not pushing the button on anybody out of the door, but nothing lasts forever. And when you got something good, embrace it, appreciate it, celebrate it. Congratulations to the players, of course. Hojo, Al Leiter, one of my favorite pitchers, just always pitched, just stood up there, sweat dripping everywhere, 115, 120, just pitched. But much love in particular, and maybe it's because I'm in front of a microphone right now. I don't want to do their job, not at all. But much love, Gary Cohen, Howie Rose. New York City produces amazing broadcasters. I just wanted to take some time to highlight them, because here in New York, we got some of the best, of the best, of the best. And the cream rises to the top. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on The Fan, holding it down until 6:40 p.m. You know how to reach me. That's 877-337-6666. We got a lot to do, so don't you move.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.